little man, my goodness, he's really getting on my nerves.
Hello guys, and welcome back to another episode of Not My Bag. I'm George, that is Joe, and our guest today is the queen of podcasts. It's Saving Grace, aka GK Barry, aka...
Skinny Legend.
Skinny Legend, it is Grace. How Hello. Are we? What's going on?
Woo! Oh, it's so good to be back, love.
Back on the new set?
Yeah, love it. It's very nice. It's very Essex, LA.
Yeah.
Went to see that sign in real life.
We'll get onto that in a little bit.
I was going to say, how does it feel to be back on UK soil?
Oh, it feels lovely, love.
Is it?
It does, yeah. It actually does feel great to be back. I'll be honest.
Is this class on my back?
Yeah, you mean.
How was that compared to what we normally do, which is an EasyJet flight?
Usually, we are back of the tin. I said, honey, not today. I turned left when I got there, a warm towel and a champagne.
Really?
I said, run me up the champagne. They were giving me mimosas. I had pork in balls.
I had pork
and mashed potato.
Fuck off.
And some salad. I think it was a beetroot and goat's chip. Do you know what? It was just a different life up there. It really was. And, still humble beginnings, but never again will I go back.
I've never stepped on a plane and gone left.
No, neither
Normally,
have I.
It's the pilot.
True.
And I wouldn't trust you to fly a plane.
Me, Boeing 747 to Ibiza.
Have you heard about all the problems with those, by the way? I didn't want to tell you before you flew.
Yeah.
They're going down.
The Airbuses.
There's been duct tape on wings and all.
Because they're getting so old now, yeah.
They were making fucking crazy noises when I was on. It sounded like the plane shut off at one point. I put down my visor to the person next to me. I went, did you hear that?
Were you next to someone?
Yeah, I was.
Who?
Steve, down the road.
Oh, his name was Steve. His name actually was. That's why I was like, how did you
Wait,
know?
What?
Yeah, I met this lovely bloke called Steve on the plane. Oh.
Fair enough.
Yeah, honey. So yeah, I hope he's well. Love you, Steve.
To be fair, I'd rather go down eating pork meatballs than a fucking
100%.
Macaroni chicken.
There was turbulence and I was so drunk. I remember being like, let it go down. Let it go. I'm in a good place right now.
You know what I think is so funny? Like our generation is like, every time I'm on a plane now, I just think of that Anna Paul video.
That's what I thought.
What Anna Paul video?
You're in jelly.
Yeah, you're...
Oh, shit, yeah, no,
it went
I
like, it got
that.
Like 20, 30 million views, and that's every time but, I get some... Yeah. Fabulous, that's all I think of is Anna Paul.
That does, like, make me feel better.
It does.
Because it's, like, pressure from the top and the bottom, so you're never going to go down but when you feel turbulent.
The worst turbulence I ever experienced on the way back from Ibiza, and you asked to move seats, so you sat next to Lauren, and I sat on my own next to some old man.
Was there really bad turbulence?
Yeah, it was really bad. Was and that was the worst. And I was on my own. And I thought, I need my brother here.
Yeah.
And you're too busy escorting her to the toilet at the back of the plane.
Nothing happened. Disclaimer.
Nothing.
Nothing. No, it's horrible when you get bad turbulence. Because it's like, this is the end.
All right, Adele. Calm down.
So what did you get up to in... What do they call LA? Is there a nickname?
LA.
The Big Apple?
Did you go WeHo?
I did go WeHo.
Did you?
Did you
go WeHo?
I did. I went WeHo and I had a really good time. The food out there is fucking great. Although I will say the portion sizes are fucking ridiculous. Now I get it.
Yeah.
Although everyone on there's out there is on a Ozempic though.
Oh,
you can tell they're all like so skinny and they just love salad.
Are they like not bringing out a pill version?
They are, yeah.
They are.
Don't want to advocate
this.
Ozempic.
I don't want to advocate this. I say I want it and then I just think no.
Don't take it because in 50 years time, you'll probably be fucked. We don't know the long-term effects of this shit.
Grace, how much do you vape?
What?
What?
Well.
Anyway.
So went to WeHo. Did you go into any gay bars there?
Well, I went to one that was next to Sir, but it was, when I say gay bar, there was just two gay men in the whole thing. So I'd not really.
So just
not
a normal bar with two gay men. So I went to a bar.
Just Soho House.
Fine.
But no, I didn't. I wanted to experience it a little bit more, but I was only there for a week.
Fine.
And you see business meetings, you stuff.
Did jet lag hit you?
Jet lag.
No.
No. It didn't really hit me.
I mean, when you get
a
business class.
When I went to New York, it didn't really hit me.
I passed kind of the just fuck out on that plane. I woke up 2 hours to go and I was like, brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It's
it was
solid
great.
8 hours. That's ideal.
I know. I woke up, put my window up. I thought, brilliant.
Did you have any of your pills or bands or glasses? Or
I had my pills. I took two this time, not one.
We don't condone overdosing,
guys. I had Rescue Remedy. I had some calms and I had multiple bottles of Prosecco.
Okay, that always helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's all free, isn't it?
Couple of Xanax.
Come on, couple of Xanax. And they do like, weed is legal out there as well. So I got a little vape.
Right.
How was that?
Criminal.
Because they don't do
2%, they do like 5%, didn't they?
The actual normal vapes out there, I forgot my Lost Mary, so I went and bought one. I was in another
round.
They
don't do flavoured vapes. When I went to LA, and I went to this shop, actually, it was in some weird county near National Parks. It was like rural.
I don't think you went the right place.
Yeah, I don't think you went the right place.
I was in Tulum.
Tulum's Mexico.
But basically, it was rural, and I went in and asked for a vape, and I got this thing, and it looked like a giant poo. It was brown, it was like this long, had a little tip on it, and it was like, is that how I'd imagine a cigar? It was like hot, tobacco-y.
Oh, that is awful. No, I had a double apple. Oh, I don't know where you went.
Sorry, I was rural.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I had a double apple when it sent me west. I had to go to bed.
This is me talking geeky. Okay. Shiny nice cars.
I saw that one that Kim K has.
Cybertruck. Tesla Cybertruck.
So clapped.
Are they?
Yeah, it's like a fucking army tank. I thought we were going down. Like when that drove down the road, I was like, what?
To Hannah, they've finally come for you.
They've come. But no, everyone's got like Ferraris and Porsches and like all of that shit out there. And I'm like,
it's a different life, isn't it? Like it's so showy.
It's
and
a simulation.
Like, yeah, it is. It doesn't feel real.
What's the boulevard? No, what's the...
Rodeo Drive.
Yeah, that one. With all the designer bits.
Did I go Rodeo
Drive? I saw you in your Fendi.
Honey. I bought some sunglasses. But the thing is, it's funny because you're British. People just think of you that... Well, we were getting followed around by security in the designer shop. So I was like, it's Hannah.
That's George in the local Tesco, to be fair.
Yeah. I've got a story to tell you.
What happened in Tesco?
Oh, God. I got hunted down every aisle.
No, it was like Sleb hunted. The guy was running after him down the aisles. Like, he had his hood up. He thought he was stealing.
But I was getting cream and a meal deal. And he was running down every aisle like this. So I was just playing with him. So I was hopping from aisle. So all I saw was his head like...
What? Did he speak to you?
Oh, so then at the end when I paid, mum was like waiting by the end. And there's like this big long thingy, you know, down the Tesco, like once you've paid on your aisles. And he was just standing with his hands in his jacket.
At the end, waiting to get him.
Basically waiting to get me. So then I thought, fuck it, I'm going to play with him. I put my hood up again, put my bag under my top and run out. But nothing beeped because I don't steal.
No, but then
he was like on edge.
The caveat that mum did walk past him was like, that's my son, because mum's in there every day and knows everyone by name.
So you
got off scot-free.
That's crazy.
Security guard.
At least he's on it.
He's not a police officer.
No, but do you know what? He's on it and he'll catch the people like Hannah Holland who steal on Rodeo Drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he should go up to LA.
Maybe a bit Bendy. Let me in there.
So you went to see the Hollywood sign as
well. Did you go to any like after parties and stuff? Or
no. We had a really civilised time.
That's good though.
Yeah.
That's good.
Next time though, I will absolutely be going to town.
And you went on some pods. Because I've seen some really funny clips.
Oh, yeah. I went on Boys Lie and I went on Sheena's pod from Vanderpump Rules.
The Boys Lie story was fucking hilarious.
I need to stop telling that because I feel like that guy probably sees those clips and is like, get over it. It was 8 years ago.
Yeah, and you were like, my first love.
Was he my first love?
And I was like, she's in deep here.
Do you know what's funny? I got blackout drunk before that podcast. We all turned up rat ass. We were trying to hide it so well. But on the pod, I was like... And another thing, like it was so bad, I can't even watch it back.
Can I just ask, because British culture with the way podcasts are now, I think especially within like amongst ourselves, are very casual and jokey, whatever. And I know Americans are quite uptight. Mm. So what was the vibe difference like?
Do you know what? On the Boys Lie pod, they got it. They got it.
Fine.
When I was on Sheena's, I feel like I had to ease myself in a little bit because I couldn't go in like tits and art. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like there's absolutely no way.
Is it like if you say to an American, like what's up or something, they go like, what's up? Like
what's up with you?
If you say you all right,
that's
it. Then I did it in Australia and Pete, they'd go so weird with you. And they'd like, I had a guy pull me to one side and go like, everything's fine. Like what's going on? Like, what's the problem? But because they say like, hey, how are you going?
How you going?
And like, do you know what I mean? Or in America, like, what's up and that? So then
are you all right?
Are you all right? They go.
It kind of sounds a bit passive aggressive.
It does when you think about it.
Are you all right?
Are you all right?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, that's so true. Are you all right?
You walk into a shop and you're like, hey, you all right?
I don't.
I do. Just like,
hey, you all right?
I always do hairdressers. Hey, you all right?
Hairdressers.
I don't know what I say.
You don't have a hairdresser.
I've got to get my colour done. I need it done. And barbers as well. I go out. I see people.
I just say, hey. I go, hey.
Yeah.
Well.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Wait, sorry. I did cut you off beforehand as well. Hollywood sign. What was it like?
Hannah made me. Not only did Hannah make me go on a run the second day I got there.
I saw that.
Don't even
speak
about it.
Are you
all
right?
No,
don't speak to me.
I remember, because this is, I love what Hannah does, right? She'll go, babe, come on the run and you'll feel so much better. I come on the run and I feel like I'm going to die.
Yeah.
But then I'll say for the rest of the time, I'm not going to come on the run, and she'll shame you. She'll go, I feel so much better now. Oh, let her run.
No, no. Do you know what though? I do that. Me and Joe used to do that together. If we lived at home and one of us went to the gym and one of us didn't, you'd be like, you'd come in, wouldn't we? And we'd be like, oh, I feel so fresh after gym.
Yeah, he's laying on the
sofa. Why do you feel gross? We said yesterday with your chest. You went, I said about my summer body and you went, your summer body never started. Mum then proceeds to go, why don't you starve yourself?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
And I just sat there and thought, do you know what? No carbs, 6 weeks of running, and I will be at Ocean Beach looking like a stick.
Beach.
Yeah.
We need to go.
We do. Do you know what? I'm setting myself the task. I'm going to get my body back by your birthday.
Fine, fine.
So I've got...
That's fucking ages.
Yeah, I've got a few months.
Yeah, set.
Fine. By not by mine. My birthday, I'm wearing a corset, but yours.
After we'll this pod, can we book Ibiza?
Yeah.
Yes, we'll do that.
That's fine.
Yeah. We'll get a boat.
A boat. Oh, yacht.
Oh, yacht.
On a yacht. I've never fucking been.
No, a yacht would be fun.
But Grace, I don't understand it. You can get plane sick, but boat sick is sick.
Boat
trust
sick.
Trust me, I will probably get boat sick. We'll have to cross that, cross that boat when we come to it.
You know what the funniest thing is? I always remember, every time I look out to sea, I actually think of this. Two things, right? You, how often are you looking out to sea?
Okay. In Skegness.
Me. Skegness?
Sorry.
Yeah, that's Skegness. No, one, when we were in Ibiza and you flung Izzy Oakley off the back of our thingy, off the jet ski.
No.
No, it's because me and Lolly went on jet skis in Dubai and I told her, and Lolly was on the back of me and I was hitting waves and she was like,
no.
And
no.
So for you to, flipped.
Seeing your heads and Izzy going,
Izzy was like, no, I'm not going, I'm not driving because I don't want to fall off. I don't want to go in the water, Joe can drive. Next year, I know, I see her drown.
Right, so I've got that typical, like, that little boy comes out of me that just wants to, like, chase adrenaline, even though I'm very scared of everything.
That shit crazy on that. You're like,
I was speeding up as I hit the waves. And what happened was we hit a wave on a curve and it flipped. So we actually, like, went off and it went over. And I remember Izzy saying to me, I can't swim that well. And also, I've done a full face. As it hit the water, that's all I thought of.
And then, no, but the second one is the same trip. It was Charlie Marlowe. No, this white doesn't even come close. I've never seen someone that
Can
pale.
I say this from my perspective? Because I was driving, right? And I was going for it. I was like,
and then she was like,
she's on the back going, oh, Griff. She starts spitting and I go, don't you fucking dare. She had to get on the boat and she's just sat on this boat bobbing up and down white.
No, but I've never seen anyone that pale.
Left and I saw you on your own once Charlie got off, and it genuinely, like, please don't take offense, like in Wallace and Gromit when he's like when he's like on the bike and then Gromit's in the side carriage for it, you were like, and I thought, bless her, no, she's having such a good time.
The night before you got, what's the night before the fountain?
The night before was the fountain. So Grace,
I was still drunk on this jet ski. Like, that having a really
I
good
thought
time.
She's really having the time of her life, and I'm proud of you because you just gone from like dunking yourself in a fountain blind drunk to on a jet ski, conquering all your fears.
I was watching those videos the other night, and I really miss getting that drunk. I really miss it.
I was like that Friday.
The funniest thing was
happen again.
The funniest thing was about that night was it was not meant to turn. Like that.
It was a first sophisticated night. There.
It was a nice meal, photos from the sunset.
No, it was.
We met Molly May on our table. and then it kind of, that kind of sent us west.
No, but I remember like finishing that meal and being like, do you know what? It's been a long day.
It wasn't a meal.
It wasn't. It was tapas.
It was tapas.
So we didn't eat properly. Yeah, we didn't eat properly. Hence why I died.
And then the second thing was, oh, we're going to take you guys to Ibiza Rocks.
So the turning point was Ibiza Rocks in the air and getting on that
bar.
Because on that bus thing afterwards, you like, I thought, oh my God, she's...
Then we got dropped off at Ibiza Rocks Bar next to Lineker's, and that was the first
guys,
red
if
flag.
If we go back, look, I love Ibiza. I love it
I just want to do the
I
nice
can't
part.
Do that again.
I want to do Old Town.
I can't.
I want to do... And I feel like people watching
just
who've been to Ibiza,
and shit and the
they
beach.
Should do everything. They should try and have a holiday if you can where you do like the ocean beach, all that.
Yeah.
Also, like the Old Town, that is actually really beautiful. We went for a couple of meals there and stuff, didn't we?
Yeah, it's gorge. But like I'm saying, I can't be doing that again. Gorge. I can't be carrying Grace 40 minutes through the town, soaking wet,
oh my
screaming
God.
My pussy.
And I was going out to people like, GK Barrett!
The funniest thing was, you went under, everything happened. You could have lost your phone, everything. You going, lost mirror.
Can we do
lost mirror?
We know your third podcast tour is My Pussy. Welcome to the My Pussy
the
tour.
Fountain tour. Oh, there's pubs called The Fountain. If I had one, I'd call it that.
A pub?
Yeah.
Oh, I could see you owning a pub.
I would fucking love to own a pub.
Would you?
Really?
Yeah.
Would you? In Cambridge pub, then we could go.
Oh.
We'll have a look after this on Rightmove. Is that where you sell pubs?
Let's move on to the dirty diary spot.
Okay.
We normally give both our diaries to you, but we thought we'd write all in one because me and Dad
write all in one because we've had a busy week.
Yeah.
My writing's terrible.
Dear diary, someone in our friendship group admitted to toe fucking.
Next one.
My writing's so bad.
This is what I think it says.
I think you need glasses.
It looks like a prescription for
I think you need to fuck off about that. Dolly stinks constant jamination.
Jamination?
Oh, I said fumigation.
Ah!
My F's look like J's.
Jamination.
Dolly stinks constant fumigation.
So basically,
fuck.
So Grace, you know like when you're over and she farts? And it's
oh!
Like, no, this has been like pain. Hasn't it been like... It's like it you goes have into to
leave,
your mouth.
You have to leave the room.
What?
It covers your whole body.
It tastes like powder.
Oh, it's thick.
It not Cambian. Like,
oh,
no,
dinner is served.
But yeah, no, it's not been good. Mum thinks it is her just like rotting from the inside.
The funniest thing is we come on the pod weekly and we talk about Dolly's fart.
Like, we'll have to have the funeral on the pod.
No, can we not talk about
that? You can bring
that
her now? Ashes in.
Next one, guys. Next one, right. Children.
Dressed up as Ray. This was a personal favourite of mine.
Yeah, that was
Did
funny.
You enjoy it?
I got dragged into that though.
Loved it.
George, you put that dress on and you turned into a different person.
I've never seen you like that before.
No, there was no, like I couldn't do it. So when this happens at home, I don't have a choice. Joe just hands me the dress
and threw a black wig and said on now.
Joe goes outside now. He's like, I don't have long outside
but like
now.
Like the dog, out.
I know, I'm like.
Now.
Do you know what though? That popped into my head after a bottle of rosé. And I just said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to start doing the drunken
thing. The funny thing is, we actually look like Ray. Okay, I look a bit like
did.
A beefed up Ray.
It was
but do you know like what, though? Do you know what I fucked up? Everyone said I should have taken my feet off. Taken my heels off. What I should have done is I'm first bit in heels and she always takes them off. But I know, I just love those kitten heels so much. I love a little kitten heel
kitten.
Moment. I'm a kitten. Meow.
Oh, meow. God. I enjoyed it, though. I think it was, I hope Ray sees it.
Same. I really do.
Get on the pod.
I also don't want us to get offended, to be fair.
I think she'd love that. If you did that for me, I'd be like, come on.
Well, would you dress up as you? Did the whole pod.
True, true.
What more of a homage do you need?
Not the homage.
Homage.
Oh. Okay, next one. Grace, designer vagina.
Yeah, you mentioned this before.
I want to get a designer fanny.
Does that, wait, is that, do you mean the one with the sparkle?
Is that like a piercing or?
No, I want just,
it's surgery.
I want it to look like a credit card slot. Oh! And Rosie, do not clip this for TikTok, okay? Because the comments are going to be crazy.
Credit card slot.
Mm. I want it to be like a whoop.
Like a when you go in and you get your coffee and you go.
Yeah, I want there to be nothing there.
God forbid what.
Just a
excuse me.
I can't talk for like.
You've had one pussy. God. I just want it. I just think, why not?
I haven't seen many. Actually,
yeah.
Probably seen a couple in my life. But like, is it meant to look like a... Like
no, that's more like a porn star pussy. Right. But I think... Sorry, I thought you put your head in your hands then. I was like, sorry.
No, he's just got big eyes.
But I think it's just, it'll be a bit fun. It's a 2-hour procedure. It's like a 2-day recovery time.
I'm fine.
And that's all I want to say, really.
Just nip and tuck on the flat.
It's a
basically.
Nip and tuck.
Right.
Why is everyone looking at me? Let's move on. Next one.
It's because you're so visibly uncomfortable.
I just like to find out about these things.
I'll show you if I get it done.
Yeah, because this is right. You know what the thing is? I thought as a gay man, I would see more puss because I thought that my friends would be...
That's not very gay though, is it?
No, but I thought my friends would be like comfortable to get them out. But yeah. I haven't seen many of my friends' vaginas, like being honest.
House of Sims, who's watched the fight?
I've seen it, as you said, on TikTok.
I've seen
it on
TikTok.
Having a go at each other.
Incredible.
But when do you think that was filmed? Because I swear they're okay now, or not.
One thing I do think, I don't know if it's set up, only because, did you see they filmed TikToks, as in Demi and Frankie, on the same day, talking about the fight, as in like, when you and your sister... Do you know what I mean?
Right,
what,
like, so, but, so everything was like fine.
Making TikToks on the same day, so I was like, oh, maybe, could it have been set up?
Yeah, probably. I feel like obviously the whole family like was in Towie at one point. We know like things like that are not like a lot of it's scripted.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
all of it, whatever. So
you know what? I need to mention something about it because we've been avidly watching and I really enjoy watching it. There's one thing I need to mention.
Tell me.
And I wonder if I've missed something, right? We've watched it from the start, but I just need to ask this. They keep saying things, right, throughout. We're on episode 3 now, being like, we've got, it's Charlie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Charlie? We've got to get to LA, got to get our name out there, got to go to these events.
Have they still not left from season 3?
Oh, I've only seen season 1.
Sorry, episode 3, they still haven't gone out there?
No, they're out there, but they keep saying things as if saying this, right? We need to just get out there, get a name for ourselves, like, we've got to make it. And I'm like, wait, what are you going there to do, right? He keeps mentioning these really enigmatic things like, we've just got to go to this event, guys. Got to get our name out there. I'm like, for what? Like,
what are you doing?
If they said at the start, like, we're going to do this or that, I'm like, cool. But then they go to an event, they're like, amazing event. We met so-and-so, we're really in now. I'm like, for what?
Maybe like, it's like the networking. What's the, you know?
It's like, sat there like, I love business. I'm like, okay. That's it. I'm sat there watching it and I'm like, guys, my mind is fucked.
Do you know what?
I'm...
I think it is OnlyFans collabs. Must be. Fine. To meet people to
do
collabs.
Some business. That is
literally
it.
You want some business.
Next level, right. Because honestly, I've been sat there at the end of every episode. I'm like, I'm enjoying this. It's a good show. I'm loving to get to know them all. What the fuck are you doing there? Like, do you know what I mean? I'm like, they kind of get a salad and they're like, this is, we need this. And I'm like, I'm watching it like, anyway, that's my 2 pence piece.
Any
on House
Two
Sims.
Pence for you?
Are you watching it?
No. Oh. No, I haven't. But it is doing really well on Netflix, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm enjoying.
That's season 1 on Netflix.
Yeah.
Is that the only?
Not the fight. Not
right.
The
fight season 2, isn't it? Or, yeah, I need to, I'm going to watch it all, but it's very good. And that is on
April Fools. I loved your April Fools.
Thank you.
Loved it. And I thought it was Beyonce at first. I was like, why has he just posted Beyonce's album? And then I clocked it was you and I was like,
I'm not really with the April Fools. I don't get it.
Do you know what it is? It's sometimes the same. Yours is different, but the same old shit.
I'm quitting this. I broke up with this.
What would yours have been?
Mine would have been I've had a BBL.
Okay, fine.
Well, I would. No, that's a lie.
Would you, George?
Yeah, but you haven't. She might have edited a pic. You know what I mean?
Like that pic I uploaded on my dump, it looked like I had a BBL.
Oh my God.
Grace,
that pic. Sorry.
Yeah,
Grace. That pic.
Yeah.
Insane.
Because I spread my butt cheeks out and then sat on them. Fine. So it made it look like I had a big bottom.
So would you get a BBL?
No.
You wouldn't?
No, look crazy.
What
no
about
offense.
Like...
No offense.
When I was trying out. To cancel
sorry,
you.
Sorry, I just don't know anymore.
Because they do like non-surgical ones and whatever. Like
the injections in the ass. My friend Nevo had that done and she got an infection. She was in hospital with like sepsis and shit.
Did you hear about Lana Rhodes, how she got some of hers done?
No.
She just went to like a random motel in America and this woman was just injecting like plastic silicone into her ass. Like, just like pull this needle out, this thingy in that. Like,
guys,
she said that on a podcast.
There's no
stuff
part
well, like,
of me that could do
mental.
That.
I'm insecure, like, right? But this, I don't know if it's
but this is
that.
When Lana Rhodes was like 19, 20. Like, she'd just go to a motel, meet up with a woman and just get it injected into
I
her
know,
ass.
Like, I'm insecure too, but there's no point I would ever go into a hotel room.
A
even
motel.
Here, in a fucking Marriott. Inject my ass.
You know what motels are?
I know.
Gets different times back then. Different
exactly. But now they do all like the suction things, you
lipo
see.
And shit.
Yeah, like yeah. I don't know.
I'm not gonna grow old gracefully.
No, of course not. But like, you know, love yourself. And if you want Botox, get Botox. Yeah. But I think you have to think long and hard about a BBL.
Yeah.
BBL is a big commitment there. And if you lose weight and decide to get skinny, it won't match
this
your legs.
Yeah. Look at the Kardashians. They literally went from the curvy thing to then skinny. Like mega skinny again.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, do they not have BBLs?
I think they've had loads of work taken out. You know, when you get like dissolved things and all
I
that.
I hear it.
What would your April Fools have been?
I don't know.
Like what? Every you're doing an OnlyFans, you're starting up an OnlyFans would be
a
great
one.
Oh, but I probably would have like... Yeah.
Got some hate when you said no.
Yeah, I probably would have got a lot of unfollows when I said no, but...
Well, my one wasn't intentional April Fools. I was meant to post a picture the day before, but didn't have time. So I went, do you know what?
Fuck it.
I didn't tell April Fools one. Oh, and I paid Great British Pounds that edit, so I said...
How much did you pay?
I'm not saying because then people start
we'll
using
it.
Him.
We'll bleep it.
No.
Next is Cowboy Party. I had FOMO from this.
Yeah, we had a little housewarming.
Messy old night.
You came?
Yeah, just a messy night.
What did you think of it?
Basically, I love Joe's flat. And I said to Joe, like, literally, as soon as I walked in there the other day, I was like, I want to be able to I want to be able to put this everywhere. Like, I literally said to Joe, like, let me film it for a house tour. He was like, no, relax for a minute. But
relax.
It is nuts. It's like you've taken something when you walk in there, though.
It's just a rainbow rug and some orange cushions, everyone. It's really,
oh, wow, I think you're playing that down.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I also got Joe another gift that we'll put on the screen.
I actually really liked it. It was a golden banana, but it like split open.
Got it from Next. It's like a banana that's got the splits and it's gold and it's...
Can I chuck the monkey out now?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that was crazy.
That's all right.
Yeah,
use it as a doorstop.
That's fucking
George, rude. I really appreciate everything you do for me.
But
that was the ugliest shit I've ever seen. But yeah, so Grace's really going to come over and see it.
We all got really drunk. I was sick in the toilet.
You better have cleaned that.
I was so drunk.
Joe got very drunk.
George has got a... No, Kane's got a video of me. With Mason.
A lolly.
With someone's hair extension
that's
on
lolly.
My chin.
Lolly. Oh, no, that's Chezza's.
I've got Chezza Blonde's hair extension on my chin and I'm rapping to Beyonce and Lauren is literally looking at the floor thinking, what the fuck she's is like, going on?
Yeah. Oh, bless
all in all, great
her.
Night. Next time we have a cowboy theme party, you're there.
Please. Who was there then? Chezza, Mason, you guys.
And then my old school friends. There wasn't really anyone else
present.
Present.
Do you know what? It was like, felt like a lot of people because everyone's really loud, but like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't that busy.
No, and it just got louder as got later.
I've not been that drunk in a while. I got back to the flat and ordered 4 share boxes of halloumi fries, 2 burgers and a fillet of fish, ate all of them, aside 3 of the halloumi things I put in the fridge. Text Kane and was like, do you want some while he was asleep? But I got into my friend's car and was doing that Camila Cabello, like hanging out the window.
Oh my God.
While he was driving, like singing, making a TikTok.
You could have
I
want to
see
off.
That TikTok.
Which yeah, we don't recommend. And I'll be laying off the booze until
tonight.
The thing
until
was,
I come round
2 hours time.
The funniest thing was we've got videos. Like I've got videos of Joe like fucking throwing his head around, whatever. And it's 9 o'clock. Like it's because we all came round for like 5-6.
I said it's a bank holiday. Everyone come round at 5. And I'd finished my bottle of vodka by eight.
By 9:10, we were all blacked.
I bet your neighbours were like, "Fuck
it." The worst thing I did. Never recommend doing this. I screen mirrored my phone to the TV to play music.
Yeah.
And I went in the other room and I was pissed and I was going through my phone and Charlie runs in and goes, your phone's on the TV. But I thought like, you never know.
Imagine if you were slagging someone in that room.
Do you know what I mean? You never know. Being like, I want everyone to get the fuck out.
You come out of the toilet and everyone's gone. You'd be like, oh.
I wouldn't recommend that.
No. Love that though.
Yeah. So that was that.
Clothing company.
Yeah. Well, wait. It's,
all right.
Yeah. Kane maybe put this down. Thanks, Kane. It's because basically the hoodie I'm wearing right now is like a sample. And I just thought,
can I have a feel?
Little prototype. Should we test it?
Oh, it's very good material. It's very
high
strong.
High GSM count.
Very warm.
Do you know what? I love hoodies like that.
This hoodie is really good.
Doesn't look like a bubble.
Basically, no. I'm working with a company. It's early days. But yeah, I just thought, you know what? Weather's getting nicer. Some hoodies, tees, vests.
You can always wear a hoodie in any weather.
Exactly.
When it's at night and you're in a field party getting pissed. Look at me, I'm really selling this
exactly.
for
exactly. A vest when you're out and about. Gym.
With Stella.
Gym.
Yeah.
Gym. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
T-shirts,
on a date
whatever.
With me.
But anyway, like, you know I'm on my
clip
fashion.
List for when you're promoting it.
You know I'm on my fashion grind at the minute, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you are grinding.
Grounding.
Thanks, guys.
You and Josh, I always see in your boxers. Not in your boxers specifically, but you're both always in your little boxers.
I don't hold my knob.
Is this a straight thing?
No, but can you just clear up the rumours here? Has Josh stuffed? Is it like a thing that
he
stuffed?
He doesn't know. He filmed. Okay. He filmed. Why? Why?
I thought that was like the bit. I thought it was a bit.
Oh, what? Like everyone's commenting like, fuck
yeah, because all of the comments are like, you fucking hung like a horse. So I thought maybe he'd like.
You hung like a horse. Well, no, because I wonder. Like, is that a straight boy thing?
Must be.
It's all the straight content creators. It's always, you've always got your cock out.
No, yeah.
Well, it's not. But a lot of this, like, I try and put like shorts on now before videos, to be fair, just because I do like, I just some of the
There's
comments.
There's children
bit
on the
app. Do you know what I mean?
Some of the comments I'm
it's
just
It's Easter.
Like,
he fucking rose again and so did your cock.
What?
What I'm trying to say, it's a bit modesty.
Yeah,
when down me.
Yeah,
what's the next one?
Yeah, sorry. The next one is...
Oh, I bet.
I thought it was in Hell's Kitchen. It's HelloFresh. Beef quesadillas.
Oh my God, yeah. I didn't know they were called quesadillas. What are they called?
Quesadillas.
Oh, that is not how you spell quesadillas.
No, I'm taking the mick out of him. I was writing cascada, like the, beef, what's it called? Cascada.
Evacuate the dance floor. No.
Yeah, it's
what they call beef quesadillas.
Quesadillas, George.
Guess what? Lolly's just bought two 1 kg Biscoff spreadable thingies that you like put around coffee glasses, you know, like that. So this morning I had some, this is very me, obviously, it's just like not a spray, what do you call it?
Like a drizzle.
A drizzle. Yeah.
But I had it on my...
a drizzle.
I had it on my pear and banana this morning. I was like, but it's 1 kg, like they're like that big.
Shut up.
Oh, I'm coming over. Sounds so good.
Over. Never lets me come over.
Really? Have you seen the house? Seen the house?
Oh, twice I've seen the house.
And you're coming over to see the house.
Twice. I've never said you can't come over.
Oh my God, it's that Helga, you know, that lady from TikTok.
Yeah. Oh my God, Helga.
I love her. You love Helga. Like, yeah, I've come over twice. You never invite me over.
Come round.
That felt disingenuous.
Yeah, that did feel disingenuous.
It's like, come if you want.
Yeah, I hate that.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah, come
if you're
free.
If you're free.
Well, now I'm not. Should we go on to the news portion?
Guys, well, let's talk about some LA news. What's going on in the world?
Oh, yeah, we do LA news and Essex news.
Okay.
So, you're still in LA, obviously.
I will show you guys. So it's Liz Hurley. Who's that? We'll get onto it. Liz Hurley's son admits filming his mum's sex scenes felt normal. We've got a link.
Who the fuck is that?
A link.
Who is
this? This reminds me of you on that video that recently had a resurgence of you going, nephew!
No, did not!
Recently resurged, got like another couple of guys.
Nephew!
So this is the image. Liz Hurley and her son.
Is she with another woman?
He filmed some sex scenes on the official trailer of, I think, a new film she's doing.
That ain't right.
The 21-year-old was guiding his mother and her co-star on where to put their hands and how to nuzzle into each other's cleavage.
I'm sorry, there's plenty of people in Hollywood to do these jobs.
Oh, yeah, it's unorthodox approach to family bonding, but very Hollywood all the same.
Do
you know what it is? It's like there is multiple people that could have helped with that. You've got intimacy coaches. You don't need your own son.
Yeah, but some people think of their parents as their mates, don't they? You know, some people aren't.
We do too, but I'm not telling Tell where to put his hands. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's not my place.
Bitch, you wouldn't know anyway.
What would I know?
Cut the breasts. Do you know what I mean?
Do a little.
Right, anyway.
Yeah, that's weird.
Sorry.
What?
No, I meant the. Excuse me.
Yeah. second one. The weird bedroom kink thousands are scared to admit to liking.
Yeah, I like my toes being sucked.
Weird.
So, guys, the weird kink that everyone is scared to do is called adult breastfeeding.
Milky mummy.
It's erotic lactation. It's a pretty big business with increasing number of fans. It's, the woman plays the role of a nursing mother whilst the other takes the role of a baby.
Oh my God, it's me.
That is Milky Mummy.
Have you ever done it?
Milky. No one. No one will let me.
Milky.
But I can't even role play. I couldn't do if I was like, oh, you've been a very unwell boy.
We were talking about this.
All this stuff goes back to 1903.
But see, people have breast milk ice cream. So I'm like,
not normal people.
Would you try that?
I think I would.
I'd try my own.
I'd try yours.
Yeah, God bless.
Yeah.
As you should.
Not the God bless.
It probably tastes like a strawberry ice, wouldn't it?
A bit of peach Mary Bull. He's fucking spitting everywhere. Sorry, guys.
Would you ever try that?
If Lauren went...
No, obviously Lauren's not breastfeeding.
No, but if she was
lactating.
I don't know. I don't think about these things on a regular anyway.
I think he would.
I think that was a media train response.
Yeah,
that one.
Woman left dumbfounded after ex-boyfriend steals bathroom essential during breakup. What do you think?
The toilet or the sink?
Stole toilet brush. No, not toilet brush.
He
too obvious.
Stole the whole toilet.
The whole.
You'd be fucked.
The whole toilet is gone.
I'd be in that pipe.
That is mental.
With a funnel.
But rather than him steal it. Oh, boyfriend of 7 years. And he
after 7 years, I wouldn't steal the fucking toilet.
No, I think it's too much maintenance and like thinking and planning. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like you've got to pay someone to come do that.
And what would you do with it after?
I'm sorry about the breakup and losing your toilet, but that is so fucking random. It's funny. He removed it very clean at least. That's what they said about it.
I thought you were just commentating on it. I was like, all right.
No.
He used to be a plumber, you know?
She said,
He did.
Really?
I spoke to my boyfriend yesterday. I fell asleep while he was packing and he stole my toilet. He's a licensed plumber, so he knew what he was doing. I won't lie, I've been laughing about it too. Every breakup just gets more and more and more interesting.
But then if you get back together, would you bring the toilet?
She said nothing. Oh, this is where it gets funny. She said nothing about it makes sense. He's the cheapest motherfucker I've ever met. He refuses to tip servers at restaurants and now he stole my fucking toilet. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
I think that's peak petty, to be fair.
Yeah, I respect it. Actually.
I think, yeah, I do respect
that. I think
she
took that like a champ.
That is LA News done.
Is it Essex News?
There is Essex News. So that did feel very LA, very wild.
Yes, yeah.
Now, obviously, we're on to Essex News. So it's drug gang boss caught and jailed after selfie in dentist chair. Where do we think this is? Oh, it's Essex Live. Of course it's Essex because it's Essex News. Oh, my God.
Where was it, Romford?
I'm not going to show the camera. Romford. But look at some of these people at the top. Second in particular.
What is this? This is Essex Live.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Also, that pub, I know where that is.
Essex is a small place. So he took a selfie in a dentist chair.
Of Manchester has been supplying drugs under a fake name, but police spotted his selfie at the dentist alongside Tex. That's the selfie that got him put in prison.
Oh, sorry.
He's literally in the dentist chair.
He kind of looks like H.
I was kind of thinking that.
A gang boss who brought drugs into Essex for selling them in Cheshire has been jailed after he's caught out by police.
Essex is why Cheshire's
was
a long
he, sorry, I don't understand why he was arrested in a dentist
I
chair.
I think he got a gifted composite bonding, came down, sorted himself out.
He was supplying drugs to top flight footballers.
Well.
What's top flight?
Premier League.
Premier League.
Shut up.
That's not good.
Shut up. Paying the journalists off, they are.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
course
it sure. was, it, they found 14 grand's worth of the devil's lettuce. His address.
Good.
I love how LA news is like funny and all that, and this is just like just about like a crackhead.
I know, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
What's the next one?
Grim Reaper at funeral was woman's dying wish. Thanks, Rosie. Fucking hell.
I know, talk about morbid.
That's quite funny, though.
Is it?
It's like one last hurrah.
This is the actual picture of mourners attending funeral. And there was a Grim Reaper present.
That's not funny.
Nah, do you know
that's
what? If you're
going to
do the Grim Reaper, right?
Do it
at least put the fucking hood up with the scythe.
That's what I thought.
Like, why is he dressed like fucking... What's his name?
Not the name.
The
Jim Carrey. No. Nightmare
the one on... no.
34.
Mike Myers.
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking of Bamley. The Adams family.
Bamley.
Oh, the jester, whatever it is.
Uncle Fester.
There we go.
We need a drink.
Another picture of the Grim Reaper.
Oh, okay. He had his scythe.
Also,
to put the gloves.
I'm not letting Rosie do this next week. Right, let's move on to our next game. This is Two-Face. This is where we get two celebrities from LA, merge them together. Okay. Two celebrities from Essex, merge them together.
And you have to
guess isn't it one from LA, one from Essex, Rosie? So,
I don't know our own game.
So it's called Two-Face. You get one celeb from Essex, one from LA. You morph their faces, you've got to find out who it is.
Okay.
I'm normally better with the gay icons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, we'll start with the male person
first.
You're
going to have to zoom in, you know you are.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean?
Because you know I can't.
Why do I sound like?
We'll start with this person
Pat
first.
Butcher.
Here we go.
Give him Pat.
This is the person. We'll have it on screen as well, guys. Who the fuck is that? I think it's Justin Bieber and someone.
Oh, it really looks like Scott from Love Island, but he's not from Essex.
I was.
Oh my God, that's so true.
Did it?
Scott from Love Island and. No,
that looks like Rob. No, it doesn't. Who's the top one?
Is that not just?
Oh, it's Scott.
So it's Scott from Love Island and...
Justin Bieber.
I want to say Rob Kardashian.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Scott.
Scott and Rob.
Wow.
Scott from Love Island.
Scrob.
Right, I'm giving you the first one. I want to take this. So the next one, this is it.
Wait.
It's Millie Court.
Oh.
I think it's Millie Court.
Do you?
Yeah, she's from Essex. Millie Court.
Is that me?
I think it's Millie Court and then someone American.
Yeah, it's ITV Palooza. No, or Holly Willoughby. No. Millie Court and who?
Holly Willoughby isn't from Essex.
Millie Court. So the top half's Millie Court is right. Top half's Millie Court says the bottom half is someone. George, show us, because it's someone's teeth and mouth. It looks
Taylor
familiar.
Swift? Millie Court and Taylor Swift. Not great looking.
Stacey Solomon.
No, it's not. No, one of them has to be American.
Right, so Millie Court's right.
Stacey Solomon.
Show me those teeth. Show me those teeth.
Show you those teeth.
Yeah, yeah. It's the teeth. It's the bottom half.
What's going on?
Miley Cyrus.
Oh.
Is it?
Oh.
Oh, it's close.
That was spot on.
It's close.
Can we have the answer revealed, please?
It is. You didn't...
So we got Millie Court right.
Who's
the
Alex?
Who's Alex?
Call my daddy.
Fuck.
That is the end of Two Face.
That was brilliant.
Only got two.
That was fine. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that.
We want to move on to one of our funnest segments
and final segment.
And one of the final segments, but we can carry on chatting if you want. I've got all day. Anyway,
we don't.
We've got wine to drink, honey.
Oh, you got you. Oh, did
Grace come and see the flat?
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah. My invite got lost.
You can come if you want.
If you want.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh. You got hella fresh to cook.
Yeah, my cake.
Beef kabacha or whatever it is.
Kabacha. Beef kabacha.
Fucking hell.
So, guys, cancel courtroom. Who is cancelled in our household, in your life, in your household, in anything? Is the cat still alive?
He is, although we thought he was dead the other day.
I saw that in your story, yeah.
My mum went, oh, he looks so cute. And then went, is he breathing? And then I went, is he? And I put the phone down and
we were set in.
Shaking him. And then he was like, argh. And I was like,
how old is he?
He's 18, 19 in September.
Oh my God.
The cat's nearly as old as me.
I'm 21.
That's disgusting.
That's fucked. Oh my God. Not.
He's getting a bit deaf now.
Oh no.
So sad.
He's so sad.
Yeah, so he's cancelled for faking death on me.
I think, Joe, we do it every week, but I can't see how Dolly cannot be cancelled. She stinks.
No, Dolly's been worse this week, but also Dad's been hiding in that portaloo in the garden.
Dad's been hiding.
So we've
got work going on. So they've got a portaloo. Yeah. But also, Dad went out for a 3-hour walk the other day. And it's because he said he went for a walk, he went up the high street, and then all of a sudden he felt thirsty, so he went into the pub for three pints.
Dad's got hypertension, right? So the point of these walks is to like get his cholesterol down.
So then he goes
and
sinks
he keeps doing like an hour walk and then going to the pub, which is defeating the
odds. He's like a dog.
He literally is.
Yeah, because he's getting thirsty. I think Dad could also be cancelled this week.
He needs an air up.
He does.
He does. Up that hydration.
It's a dad thing to do, though, isn't it?
Let's go. Like, what's mum done? Let's just go for
mum's
it.
Mum's been fine this week. She's been so chill.
She has, to be fair.
I think, though, mum's been stressed about this conservatory being redone for the last 6 months. And now it's actually happening. It's that different level of stress.
Right, yeah.
Because she can't sit down and watch her Judge Rinder every day with
a stuffed
Where did
she sit?
Either in her bedroom or in the lounge, but she doesn't like
it. Do you know one thing that I can counsel mum always?
Yeah, of course.
One thing that mum can always be cancelled for is she just won't ever take off that 3-quarter length gilet she's got.
But we found out why.
Why?
On Chloe's pod, she said that she likes to wear multiple layers.
I know what you're going to say. We're in the house when this happened.
But she says, so when she then sits on the bed, then it's more for Dad to take off.
That is, God forbid, that is fucking horrible. That makes me feel a bit ill.
That is great.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. I love her.
You know, she's lost like... How much weight, Kane? Nearly a stone.
Has she been walking?
Cutting off wine.
Yeah.
No carbs, but Prosecco instead of wine.
Because it's lighter.
I always drink Prosecco, yeah.
Oh, we'll get a bottle of Prosecco. Yeah. The wine.
No!
So everyone's cancelled.
Yeah, what have I done?
Oh, don't get me
You've
started.
You've moved out.
Don't any of us come over.
Don't let any of us. I've just been doing my thing, guys.
Cole. Great note to end it on. Thanks, George. Lastly... Got any fun plans this month, next month?
This month, next month? What month are we on?
April.
April now.
April now.
No.
You're filming so far.
Possibly something next month.
You're away because it's my birthday.
No. I'm here for your birthday. Fine. Wait, is it May?
Yeah.
As in next month?
Yes.
Okay. Possibly.
Okay.
Which I think one of your friends might be doing as well.
This is a chat that we shall have once cameras are off.
Well, that's juicy.
And on
juicy
that note,
juice, like
on
a nip.
Drop in the comments what Grace could be up to with one of my friends that apparently is doing it as well. Thank you so much for watching. If you're listening on Spotify, not watching, because you watch on YouTube. If you're listening on Spotify, please rate us 5 stars. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Shut up, George. Thank you, guys. Love you loads. See you next week.
Like, comment, and subscribe. Bye!